ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैवं नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अवतरेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवयां भगवतीं उत्तमश्लोकं भक्तिं भवदीर्नैष्ठिकी। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 8, Lord Krishna shows his universal form, Text 24. Canto 10, Chapter 8, Text 24. Yarhi angana darshaniya यर्हि अंगना दर्शनया कुमारलीलाव अंदर्व्रजे तत्तबला अंदर्व्रजे तत्तबला प्रकृहिदा पुच्चै प्रकृहृदा पुच्चै वच्चै इदस्तदा उभौ वच्चै इदस्तदा उभौ अनुकृष्यमानौ प्रेक्षन्त्या उचिदा गृहा प्रेक्षन्त्या उज्जिदा गृहा जक्रुषुर्खसन्त्या यर्हि अंगना दर्शनीया कुमारलीलौ अन्तर्व्रजे तत्त्वबला प्रकृहिदा पुचै पच्चै दत्तदौ उभौ अनुकृष्यमाणौ प्रक्षन्त्या उज्जिदा गृहा जकृषुर्वसन्त्या यर्हि वेन् Angana Darshanya, visible only to the ladies within the house. Kumara Leela, the pastimes Sri Krishna and Balaram exhibited as children. Andha Vraje, within the inside of Vraja, in the house of Nanda Maharaja, Tat At that time, Abala, all the ladies, Prakrihida Puchai, the ends of their tails, having been caught by Krishna and Balarama, Patsai, by the cows, Ida Tata, here and there, above, both Krishna and Balarama, Anakrishya Manav, being dragged, prekshantya, seeing such things, ujida, given up, griha, their household affairs, chaksru, enjoyed very much, asantya, while laughing, Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada Prabhagajai. Within the house of Nanda Maharaja, the cowherd ladies would enjoy seeing the pastimes of the babies, Rama and Krishna. The babies would catch the ends of the cow's tails, and the cows would drag them here and there. When the ladies saw these pastimes, they certainly stopped their household activities and laughed and enjoyed the incidents. Purport. While crawling in curiosity, Krishna and Balarama would sometimes catch the ends of the tails of the cows. The cows, feeling that someone had caught them, would begin to flee here and there, and the babies would hold on very tightly, being afraid of how the cows were moving. The cows, seeing that the babies were holding them tightly, would also become afraid. Then the ladies would come to rescue the babies and gladly laugh. This was their enjoyment. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Shaya Mule Sumadhi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dhanamini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashyatta Deshadarini Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Varsadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Angana Darshani. Angana means in the private portion of the palace where lady stays. In that place these pastimes are happening. Krishna and Balaram like children. Actually these, among the, all the pastimes as a child, how Krishna is very, very special. Generally, the children, even the material world, their contamination is not coming out in the child's age, or they are very looking innocent, that all their swabhava is not active in their children, even in the material world. That's why in the material world also everybody loves the children. Then what to talk about spiritual world where Krishna and Balaram, they are pastimes of children. It's a very, very special pastimes. And anyone who reads these pastimes or hear these pastimes will be delivered. That's what later Parishita Maharaja is wondering in the same chapter. The pastimes are not subject to material contamination. Even the material world, that's when you can see the children, they used to call often Krishna, Kanaya, in the houses, even the material children. The idea began is they are all inspired by the children's childish pastimes of Krishna. Such a wonderful pastimes Krishna is doing. And age after age, people are talking about this, people are hearing about this, people are listening to this and enjoying this. In particular, here, this is happening in Angana Darshaniya. The Andhapura, that internal portion of the palace where ladies can enjoy. Ladies are very simple hearted. They love to have the children. They love to have the play with the children. As elders may not be or gents may not be there, but ladies can be easily attracted and their mind is very simple and they are enjoying. This is a very simple pastime. Krishna and Balarama are trying to hold the tails of the cows. When they are holding, they get tensed up. Therefore, they try to run away, but they are supreme lords, you know, they hold very tightly. When they are holding very tightly, they get fear. Out of fear, they won't run here and there. And in that, they are also not leaving. But seeing the things, all the ladies, they stopped their household activities and they come and try to rescue the children. Because they will be hidden. When the cows are running here and there, the children will be hurt somewhere else. This is the pastimes. It looks like a very simple pastime, but so much potency is there, so much loving is there, because Lord is involved and the pastime is so much wonderful. Everybody loves this pastime, everybody thinks. That is one of the things on the Vishnu Avatar and Krishna Avatar. The difference is this, one of these. Among Vishnu Avatar, he has 60 qualities, but Vishnu Avatar 64. These four are very special. Among these is the Leelas. First is Leela. Leela means Lord has indefinite Leelas. And actually Sukharishi could not compile everything, I think. He has given only samples and a few. But really the Leelas are very much deeper and meaning and enjoyable. As a part of these, this one Leela is there. But the beauty is, even though Parishita Maharaj at the end is putting a question to Sukharishi, is a very wonderful question. Even though the pastimes is so enjoyable for all the Vraja Pasis and ladies and child pastimes, and this, as I mentioned, the children pastimes are very, very wonderful, because they are not contaminated by material platform. And they are not that all swabhava or karmic reaction doesn't grow and has not grown into the children. And they are very simple hearted, like very prone to be simple. And that situation, it gives so much wonderful idea about that pastimes. Therefore, in these pastimes are very, very special, and they are very interested in hearing the pastimes. But one bad luck here is, even though Devaki and Nanta, Devaki and Vasudeva, they gave birth to the child, they didn't have the chance to enjoy these pastimes. But other way, Nanda and Yashoda, they are not the real parents, but they had the chance of having the enjoying the pastimes. This was out of curiosity. Parishita Maharaja is asking this, how he is asking is, this Lord's pastimes are studied in the three Vedas. The three Vedas directly or indirectly talking about all Lord's pastimes. The Upanishads and literature of Sangya Yoga and other Vaishnava literature. With all those things reading, but this Yashoda and all these Vraja copiers, they were thinking Krishna, the ordinary child. It's the first question he got surprised. Parishitama is asking, and this is the way the pastimes were enjoyed by them. When you think of Lord, the all will go. When you think of that supremacy, then you cannot enjoy. When you don't know his supremacy, treat him like a child, you will enjoy that. And this mother Yashoda had such a fortune, and Parishita Maharaja enquired further, oh Sukharishi, how Krishna had a chance to drink the breast milk of mother Yashoda? What a auspicious activities she might have done to perfection, she might have done to get such a ecstatic love. Also, he is putting another question. Krishna was so pleased with Vasudeva and Krishna, he took avatar of their sons, but they could not enjoy Krishna's childhood pastimes. They are so great that simply chanting about them vanquishes the contamination of material world. Simply talking about this removes all material contamination. Nandamara and Yashoda, however, enjoyed this pastime fully, and where their position is always better than that of Vasudeva and Devaki. By simply chanting and hearing about Lord's childhood pastimes, all material contamination will go. We need not go through big tapas, big austerity, big all these things. Simply hear the pastimes of Lord. That will purify. I remember that Bhakti Rajendra Maharaj used to tell, Prabhupada used to tell, when he used to always, when he goes for a walk, see a cow and calf, he stops and drinking milk and see that. Prabhupada has told, if you see the calf is drinking the milk of the cow, all your sexual desire will come down. That will purify you. Such a way, cows and calves and Lord Krishna, their pastimes has very built-in potency. It's called built-in potency. That not coming externally, it's eternally built-in. Therefore, with whatever level we are there, whatever mood we are there, whatever contamination we have, let us hear, let us think, let us chant, that way it will be purifying. That has such a wonderful quality. But even though this Devaki and Vasudeva, they gave birth to this Krishna, and but they could not enjoy that leelas. Such a wonderful, this Parishita Maharaja question, such a wonderful pastime. But how these two people got such a, Yashoda and Nanda Maharaja and all Brajakopis, they got such a wonderful pastime, directly enjoying. And imagine, they stopped their all activities. When you are engaging in Krishna's pastime, you can stop all the activities. This is the example, this sloka. They stopped all the household activities. Whatever they are doing, they stopped it. They are just looking for what should be done. They are enjoying Krishna's leela. They forgot everything. And Yashoda also, the Damodara leela is morning gets up, and one side he sees churning the milk, buttermilk, another side he sees looking when Krishna is going to get up, and he is singing the songs which is village types are mad. That's what he enjoyed. See, when even though that Lord is so much things, she enjoyed all the things, mind, word, deed, everything. That was the real potency of this Krishna's pastime that purified them. And we are living in Vraja. We know all the pastimes, but our heart is very hard and not melting and not able to purify ourselves. It should purify. We are hearing daily Bhagavatam. Daily Bhagavatam and in the holy land and where the leelas directly happened, why not we getting? We have to see that. We have to hear repeatedly. We have to see from Prabhupada's words. We should hear from elevated souls. That way it will purify. Once I was, this, even though we are hearing, we are not purified. Once I was talking to another senior Prabhupada disciple who is well known for his very rigid type and all those things. And it was one of his Vyasa Puja I have to attend some few years back, 5-10 years back, and I have to attend him. When I was attending, and I was sitting in a corner and hearing the lecture, it was a nice lecture. After the lecture, I met Maharaj and told him, Maharaj, it's a good, very nice lecture I got. No, Maharaj was telling, I am telling the same thing repeatedly with something. And he is supposed to be very rigid, tough, but he was stuck in a different mood. I surprised Maharaj, I told, even though it is repeatedly you are telling same thing, we need to hear everything again because we are forgetting. We are not remembering all those things, therefore we have to hear repeatedly. No, then he is changes. No, Maharaj, no, he is telling, no, I am telling for myself, not for you. When I am telling for myself. That means the leelas and the pastimes and the Bhagavatam, all the potency is you can hear any number of times. Many devotees, they think, oh, I know this. No. You forget also. Conditioned soul. We forget. When we repeatedly hear, we get purified. And also, a talker also getting purified by remembering himself. applying himself. Here listener also purified because it's a Lord's pastimes. And only way is the transmission should be without contamination. If the transmission is perfect, then it will work wonder. Both the sides. So here over hears, over talks. That was a great lesson I found. Boy, when you have to hear repeatedly, we have to sing repeatedly, we have to listen repeatedly, we have to think over repeatedly. And Prabhupada, that's why he tells, every day, before you go to sleep, at least read some pages of Krishna book or Bhagavatam. You go with that feel, think with that feel, fall in their lotus feet, sleep, then your sleep will be so beautiful. When you have so many disturbance, so many things in the mind because of management or any disturbance, you just think a few minutes, read some pastime, think of pastimes and fall there in the lotus feet, sleep. The sleep is so wonderful. And without much disturbance, cause they are such powerful, they remove. Otherwise, sometimes the sleep will be very disturbing. And it found Prabhupada formula is very rarely working. He read and think. Think means like you melt, little more melt, for contamination is very strong. It is like a dirt stored for several births and several yugas. And the dirt, little melting is needed, very, very soft things and very strong desire. Therefore, repeatedly you are melting, hearing, melting, and fall down their feet and continue their sleep. It took wonderful, and like your mind is serene and getting cleansed. That's why the pastimes are so wonderful. But still, Yashoda is not got that. Yashoda and Vasudeva, Nanda Maharaja got, but Devaki and Vasudeva didn't get. The reason then later he is telling is because these two are nitya, eternal parents, Yashoda and Nanda Maharaja, and these gopis are eternal associates of Lord. They are not taking sadhana bhakta or not to few births, but these people, they are eternally, whenever Lord wants to come, then this Tronantara, they are the Nanda Maharaja and Yashoda, they come first. Even the Krishna, before his thing, they are asking, they are Prajapatis. Brahma tells, go and expand your population. So that is for Devaki and Vasudeva, sorry, not for this. These two are Ashtavasu, this Nanda Maharaja. Then he requests Brahma, Krishna is going to descend, before that we want to go, we want to have him as our children. That's why they are, then Prabhupada tells in the purpose, they are eternal parents. They don't have any liberation. They are eternally parents. Whenever Krishna wants to descend, he left somebody. Like you go to every place, you leave a room, guest room for you. Like that, Krishna has made arrangement, these are there. That's why they have that eternal pastimes, highest priority, enjoying the children's childish pastimes they are enjoying. But why Devaki and Vasudeva, they are unable to get the childish pastime is, they were actually not of fully this category. They are little kind of this, what is that, sadhana. Because they did tapas. They were actually Prajapati. Brahma wanted them to expand the population. Then they did tapas, big tapas. At the end of the tapas, they requested. Lord appeared and they requested, instead of thing, they wanted him, the child, to be their child. Then he agreed to be for three births, to be their child. That's why first birth, he was Sudabha and Prishni. Devaki was Prishni and he was Sudabha. Sudabha and Prishni, they got Prishni Garbha. That time Lord's name is Prishni Garbha. Came from the Garbha of Prishni. Therefore Prishni Garbha is the name. Second, they came as Sudabha and Prishni, came as Kashyap and Aditi. Then Vamanadeva appeared. Then third, they came as Vasudeva and Devaki and Krishna appeared. Therefore, then at the end of that thing, Krishna, when after his birth, he is telling Devaki all these things. And this is your last birth. You have completed all your things. Now you can be liberated. But these Nanda and Yashoda, they are eternal parents. Whenever that Krishna avatar is taking, they will come and take birth. Therefore, these are very special things of Vrajava Leela. They have their eternal Nitya Siddhas, Nitya Bhaktas, and their eternal Bhaktas, and therefore they have very special enjoyment. And we are here, at least Prabhupada has mentioned, we are fortunate enough, we can spend some time here. We are very fortunate, we are spending. We have to enjoy this Leela by simply hearing and simply thinking and Saravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Sumaranam. Very simple process. Hear and talk and remember. That way it will be wonderful. This is endless pastimes. Actually, many devotees have already very nicely described this childhood pastimes. Devasakti Mataji, that day she had a wonderful discussion on these things. And so that they are all very versed, very well versed, very enjoying mode. That type of mode, every one of us should develop, then all the other difficulties will go. And all the contamination will go, all the disturbance will go, all the fight will go, all the peace will come. And that peace is very, even a quarrel, but it is a spiritual, transcendental quarrel. It may not be a material quarrel where you end up in disturbance. Spiritual quarrel, spiritual argument, spiritual discussion, that can be there. Even Krishna does all naughtiness. Naughtiness means all naughtiness. Extreme, like Mundadatta Prabhu, that day was explaining. How he was now, Prabhupada explains, number one rascal also. He does number one rascal. And every activity he does, but everything is transcendental. We have to understand what was told, and we have to get a glimpse of that taste, then our contamination will go. We are in contaminated state, anartha nivritti stage. Only anartha goes, then only we can enjoy all these things. We have come with all the anarthas and have come to this holy land, and we are trying to get the things. This is the easiest way, by hearing his pastimes, listening his pastimes, and we can enjoy, we can get. Parshita Maharaj telling, by hearing, all the contamination of the material world goes away, vanquishes. Getting this, simply chanting, telling and hearing. Therefore, we have such an opportunity. And sometimes we need to, worst case, at least sometime night, we read some portion and think over it. We are thinking too much about material things. That's called brooding. Let us brood over Krishna's pastimes and think deeply and with the thought soberly and saintly, you can go to sleep. And it, once you get in a sound sleep, with the divine transcendental mood, then your activities will be naturally purified. You wake up with a very good mood, and you will be never feel tired. That utshaha will come in our devotional activities. You will be always energetic. Whatever comes, whatever goes, whether corona comes or comes, and these people go, these people, it doesn't affect. It affects, but we know what is, we can understand. In a right mood, you can take it in right mood. Therefore, this is a very good right medicine for all these material diseases. And we have medicine in our hand, but we are not taking the medicine. That is a very difficulty. Some or other way, we are having all these material difficulties, how to get rid. We are trying so many ways, but we are not doing ultimate sanctioner. Ultimate problem solving person is Krishna. We have to get and propose on the direction. We need not waste so many energies. When we have headache, we don't think of headache. By thinking of headache, your headache will be increasing. The best way is you approach a person who can, a doctor or somebody who can give tablets for removing the headache. Then get cured. That's the best way, instead of thinking the headache. Similarly, material disturbance, material calamities, everything. You go on talking, thinking, viewing, passing, and everything is not going to be the real solution. Real solution is get approach the person who can solve this. Things are out of your hand, things are out of anybody's hand, then who can control everything? Make a prayer to him, make a solution to him. You make all your attempts, but leave the decision to him. Then, I am not telling you don't take any steps to solve the material problem, but Let you take it sanctioned by him, not on your own, on material form, don't take it. Let it be sanctioned by Lord. With his permission, with his empowerment, you take the solution. Then your mind will be sober and you can see any decision, any end comes. It is Lord's decision. It is Lord has given this. I am not the person to decide, accept this in a sober mode. And that way you can continue your activities without much disturbance to things. It's a one solution we can find. Now in the current situation, everybody disturbed by body and mind both. And but body, some or other way, somebody is giving treatment. But mind, who is going to give the treatment? This was my fundamental question in 30 years back. Okay, I have done so many things, I am doing some research and everything, but this mind, who is going to help me? Mind, nobody is going to help me. This is the way Lord's help is coming through this medicine. Acharyas have given, Prabhupada has given. This solves by chanting Lord's pastimes, chanting his name, and thinking and brooding. You can tell brooding also. You can brood over Lord's pastimes, repeatedly thinking. That's how that whole life was. Vajavasis were there, Kopis and Vajavasis, they were brooding always. Yeah, brooding means deep thinking, deep meditation. And your mind will not go anywhere out of these thoughts. Always in 100%, you will be thinking on the Lord. Such a wonderful meditation is called brooding or something. You can do on these things instead of thinking all material things and other things. Okay, you make your effort, but don't brood on those things. Brood on Lord. He can solve the problem. And he can keep peace to your mind. Body can be given, peace to body can be given by several people, but peace to mind, Lord can give. And he is the one controller. He can give. That's why Parishita Maharaj is telling, by simply chanting, will remove all the contamination, disturbance and difficulties. What not? Let us try. It's a nice pastime. I tell whatever way I tell. This crawling pastimes is so enjoyable for the everybody. That's why children's pastimes are considered big, and Lord's pastimes among all these things, this is considered to be most wonderful. Even though Rasa Leela is considered to be most wonderful, but we are not up to that level. We are very much contaminated level, conditioned level. Therefore, for us, this is the very lovely things which can bring us little purification things, and therefore all these people, mostly material world and contamination, condition, for all of us, the childhood pastimes gives tremendous energy and purification. That's why we love to have it that, and we try to remember the Lord through things. That's why that whole history is going over. And actually Gopal Sambhu talks about very broadly about the childhood pastimes also. Like Jiva Goswami has written, Gopal Sambhu very wonderfully is explaining all these pastimes. More deeper and more these things. Luckily, I didn't prepare it and I could not get the book. So, if somebody can read it also, very nice also. Thank you. Hare Krishna.